All right, let's talk Iowa and Michigan. Again, smooth transition, Mike. So we were talking before the show about Devin Gardner. So here are his stats from the two games. Denard Robinson, one of the best athletes the Big Ten has seen in years, unquestionably. And he holds records and he continues to. But he's been gone the last couple of games because of an injury. So 2 weeks ago, he comes in the game. He goes 12 of 18, 234 yards, two scores and a pick. Last week, two scores and a pick again, but better passing numbers, 16 of 29, 286 yards. So I don't know how to phrase this exactly, but it seems to me the obvious thing would be you'd want to have Denard. He's one of the best offensive players your program has ever had. But Brandon, there's something you like in Devin Gardner at QB. And I think we would all agree, just straight up throwing, he's better than Denard, right?
Yeah, there's
more accurate, better arm.
Right.
Fair to say?
More of a pro-style quarterback. He can make all the throws. And I don't mean like he has a good arm. This kid really can make deep throws, deep outs, the curl route. And he does it off of really good timing. He has a good feel for the quarterback position. It's just, to me, it's bad timing because I feel like, and I've been saying this all season, that Denard should be playing another position besides quarterback. I think he could actually be a better – he could put up all those stats, be just as good if he was a slash-type player, playing receiver, running back, returning kicks, returning punts, and Devin was actually the quarterback because he makes the offense flow a lot better. I mean, Al Borges is able to open up the playbook, call different types of plays, and it seems like the offense as a whole flourishes better when this kid is the quarterback.
Almost like a Kane Coulter role would be what you'd like to see him, where he can be quarterback or wide receiver or running back.
Really,
which
not
is the
even,
closest to a slash that we have right now in the Big Ten.
Well, a lot less quarterback than Kane Coulter plays.
Okay.
Because I think Denard is a phenomenal player when he has the football in his hand, but just getting him the football in space where he doesn't have to make all the decisions, where it's just not so heavily relied on, well, if he makes a play, we'll win the game. If he doesn't make the play, we lose. With Devin Gardner, he allows Jeremy Gallen, Roy Roundtree, Dilio, he allows Funchess, all those guys to make plays around this whole football team and not just be so fully
right.
Solely focused.
But now let's back it up, too. Those guys weren't necessarily playmakers last year, or some of them weren't even on the team last year. The team that Brady Hoke and Al Borges inherited was a team that really relied on Denard Robinson because he was about all they had on offense. It wasn't a matter of, well, we want to throw it to this receiver. We have, you know,
well,
four or five different
Roy
receivers.
I mean, Roy Roundtree and Jeremy Gallen.
They didn't have, you know, the stable of receivers that you normally have. They didn't have the running backs that they normally have. They didn't have the big offensive line that they've traditionally had in the past. For 3 years, they got smaller. And Denard was the right quarterback at that time to be in this offense. He's got over 10,000 yards of offense. He's got 90 touchdowns he accounts for. And you can't tell me that if you put Devin Gardner in that offense last year that they're going to end up winning the Sugar Bowl and having the season that they have.
I'm telling you that Al Borges wouldn't have ran the same offense. Al Borges,
but this is the
offense
that they inherited because this is the talent that they inherited.
Well, no, Al Borges, he didn't want to run that stuff.
No, I know, but that's
stuff.
The talent that he inherited. Those are the players he inherited. Now you're going to see it move on because they're going to recruit their own style of player.
All right, I have to interrupt. We got to go to break. When we come back, which team's been the most frustrating this year? That'll surprise you.